Good afternoon, dear colleagues, ladies and gentlemen. Time now is 2:40. We're supposed to start off at 2:30, so in the interest of using our time effectively, let's move on with the meeting this afternoon. I'd like to welcome you all to the second briefing of the Harbourfront Enhancement Committee. I'd like to start off by welcoming our members and also the representative from Master Plan Limited, Mr. Ian Brownlee and his colleagues, representative of Concord Land Development Company Limited, headed by Mr. David Choi, and also Mr. David C. Lee Surveyors Limited, as well as Monso, MVA, and CHEM IDC Hong Kong Limited, Eastern District Council, represented by Mr. Lau Heng Tet, Mr. Hui Ka Ho, and Mr. Chiu Chi Kung, Center of Architectural Research for Education, Elderly Environment and Excellence Limited, represented by Professor Bernard Lim, and also the Society for Protection of the Harbour Limited, represented by Mr. Vincent Chu. Also, Citizen and Missioning at Harbour, represented by Mr. Albert Lai, as well as the Business Environment Council, represented by Mr. Paul Zimmerman. Welcome you all to the second briefing of the HEC. Today we have so far 14 non-official and 4 official members signing up to attend this second briefing. And I also want to advise our members that one of our HEC members, Mr. Chen Dak Cho, has submitted his resignation because of conflicting time engagement. He seemed to have meetings on most of the time when we have HEC meeting. The secretariat is in the process of looking for a replacement. We also want to remind our HEC members that just as in the case of our first briefing, there is really no need for the HEC to form a consensus on the views expressed during this presentation this afternoon. The objective of the briefing is to provide members with an opportunity to hear the submissions that will be made this afternoon. The proceeding and the deliberation of the briefing, however, will be recorded and uploaded to the HEC website, and the confirmed minutes will be passed to all members and the relevant extracts to the proponents for reference. 4 items will be discussed this afternoon, namely Old Hong Kong at Quarry Bay, and this will be presented by Master Plan Limited and Concord Land Development Company Limited. Second one is the Yau Tong Bay redevelopment to be presented by David C. Surveyors Limited, Monso MVA, and CHEM IDC Hong Kong Limited. Third presentation will be waterfront development in Eastern District by the Eastern District Council and the Center of Architectural Research for Education, Elderly Environment and Excellence Limited. And last but not the least, definitely, is the overriding public need test. Actually, there will be three presentations, respectively, by Society for Protection of Harbour Limited, Citizen and Missioning at Harbour, and also Business and Environment Council. So that will take up a bit of more time because of the three presentations there. So each of the first 3 presentations will be, as before, given a presentation session of 15 minutes each. The secretariat will ring a bell at the end of 10 minutes to remind the proponent that they have 5 more minutes to go. Then upon expiry of the 15-minute presentation, the secretary will ring the bell again. At the end of each presentation, there will be a discussion duration of 30 minutes for each of these 3 topics. So our members will be invited to express their views and share their views with the other members. But the last item, meaning the overriding public need test item, because of the three presentations planned, there will be presentation and discussion time of 35 minutes, followed by 30 minutes of discussion. So without further ado, let's start off with the first presentation this afternoon. The presentation will be, as I mentioned before, on the subject of Old Hong Kong. The subject is harbourside, tourism, cultural, entertainment and commercial facility. The presentation will be made by Master Plan Limited in conjunction with Concord Land Development. Mr. Brownlee, please.